Here at the NAFB Trade Talk, I'm visiting with Alltech, and let's find out what's new in the world of agribusiness from Alltech, and I'm speaking with Billy Fry. So, Billy, tell me what's new.
Well, Chuck, I think there's a lot of things new and a lot of things to be excited with in the world of agribusiness. One of the things that's new this year is those crops are still in the field. And when those crops are still in the field, that means they're ripe for molds and mycotoxins. And so that's new, and that's it's a longstanding problem, but it's new this year, and it's what the producers in any species need to be prepared for. So when you have molds and you have mycotoxins, really Alltech prides ourselves in that being one of our core competencies, our core areas of understanding of how those molds and mycotoxins affect animal feed and animal production. So that's new for us, and we're really excited. It's a big challenge for us. It's going to be a big challenge for all of agriculture, and we're ready to address that in 2010.
And, well, looking ahead to 2010 or just to the future here with Alltech, anything you might want to point us to say here's something exciting we can expect from Alltech in the future?
Well, I think what you're going to see is a lot of new research always coming out. We have our Nutrigenomics Center, which has been discusses the relationship of nutrition and how it affects the gene. So we really pride ourselves on research being our core competencies. And you're going to see a lot of new products. They're in the pipeline now. They're getting better. They're not ready to unleash. But when they are, we are going to go to AgWired. We are going to be out there for the industry to understand. We have offices all over the United States and Canada and really all in 120 countries all over the world. So that's new for Alltech in 2010, and we look for exciting agriculture or exciting new products for agriculture to come out of the pipeline.
Well, I just got to ask, because we're getting a lot closer to the World Equestrian Games, sponsored by Alltech and going to be in the great state of Kentucky. Tell me anything you might want to mention about we're getting closer, so how's the excitement building there? And in terms of Alltech's involvement, got that all figured out?
Oh, absolutely! It's about 315 days away, but who's counting? We're really excited. Tickets went on sale September 25th, 2009, and they're still on sale. They've sold almost 200,000 tickets already, so that's really exciting. And that's new for agriculture. That's a new sporting event that's coming for the first time ever in the United States. It's coming from Europe, and so we're really excited. It's a great opportunity for us to brand. It's an opportunity for agriculture to step to the forefront of a sporting event, which is fundamentally an agriculture event because it deals with horses. So it's the only Olympic sport that deals with horses, and it's the only Olympic sport where men and women compete against each other. So we're ready for it coming in September 25th, 2010.
All right. Well, I hope to have the opportunity to be there myself. Enjoy getting into the great state of Kentucky whenever I can, and especially when I get the chance to visit with Alltech. Well, thank you very much. That's Billy Fry telling us what's new with Alltech. From the NAFB Trade Talk, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.